Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. I want to talk to you guys about something that I hear a lot coming from people because they look at how much I run and they look at how much I exercise, and you probably hear this too, or maybe you use this sometimes when your friends are working out more than you are. The thing I hear is, I don't have that kind of time to go running like you do. I don't have the time to do the exercise. Where do you find all this time? Well, you know what? If you'll find the time for health and fitness, you will have a better all-around life. See, living an ultra life is all about living that full life, living that life. There's nothing that is impossible for you. That's what it means to live an ultra life. All of a sudden, impossible just becomes this word that's foreign to you. You go, huh? What language are you speaking? I can't speak that language. One of the first things that you're going to need to do is you're going to have to find time for health and fitness. I looked at this whole pandemic that's gone on this last year, and my feeling is, and this is just my opinion, you don't have time to make the excuse of, I don't have time anymore. More than ever before, your health and fitness may depend on you finding the time to focus on fitting fitness into your daily routine. To me, if we've learned one thing from this global pandemic, it should be that being healthy should be at the top of our list of things to do. When you talk to people who can't find time for fitness, usually what you find out is they're just not good at time management. Time management is a skill that I believe should be taught in schools long before we get into the new math or any other subject. See, if we all learn time management skills better, the resulting lifestyles would be very different. Back in 2020, and I don't remember exactly when this was written, Harvard Business Review had an article written by a man named Eric Dierdoff. And it kind of delved into a lot of time management areas far better than I ever will. I'm not a time management expert. Dierdoff wrote, "Time management is about more than life hacks." I get amused when I read about all these life hacks. Make life easier. Do this to make your life easier. Hey, if you buy this, your life will be easier. You want to have an easier life? Do this. Here's your life hack. And I go, yeah, you know, if only it were that simple. If only we could just look at something and go, yo, find me the life hack to make things more easy, because easy is going to make my life better. No, easy doesn't make your life better. All right? More convenient doesn't make your life better. More comfortable doesn't make your life better. You want to know what makes your life better? Get out of your comfort zone. Learn to manage your time better, and you'll be able to fit a lot more into your schedule. There's three skills of time management that I want to cover today. Apply these to health and fitness. Apply them to any part of your life that you want. If you want to have a really well-rounded life, I would recommend finding this Harvard Business Review article, Time Management is About More Than Life Hacks by Eric Dierdoff. Take and start to develop some of these skills. They're going to pay off, all right? So there's three skills that Dierdoff pointed out in his article, and there's nothing new or fluky about these. There's nothing faddish about them. Basically, these came about because Dierdoff wanted to spend, he spent his entire early career examining management with a fine-tooth comb. When I began to read about this guy, I was like, okay, I'm paying attention, because he's done it. He's gone out, he's developed a life that's well worth living, and he has figured out how to manage his time extremely well, and there's three skills that he writes about that I am just amazed. Here's the three skills. Awareness, arrangement, and adaptation. In this article, there was one paragraph that really stood out to me. And this is what he said, because I think this is something that we can apply to many other areas of our life, not just time management. I think if we began to put these into our health and our fitness, into our running, into our marriages, into our relationships with others, into, name it, into your business, these three skills could really make a difference in whether you're just living life or living life to the full. Here's a quote. First, all three skills mattered equally to overall time management performance. Therefore, only improving one's scheduling and planning, i.e. your arrangement skills, ignores two-thirds of the competence needed to effectively manage time. This might explain why it's so disappointing to try a new tool and then feel like we've never really moved the needle toward being great overall time managers. That paragraph, you could repeat that. That's one of the ones that you put on your wall and read, because it makes a difference. You can't just take one-third of the equation. You can't just take, okay, I'm going to make better awareness, but not work on arrangement and adaptation at the same time. So let's kind of go through a little more detail into this. So here's what an awareness is. This is understanding that time is a limited resource. We don't have unlimited time in a day. Time is a limited resource. So to get better at finding time for health and fitness, for example, in your day, first takes being aware of just how much time you have available. I know this is going to shock everybody, but everybody has 24 hours available each and every single day. That's amazing. What you do with your 24 hours is what will make a difference. So, setting a goal, and this falls into the arrangement skills of time management, is one thing. Understanding how much time it takes to accomplish this goal is where the awareness of time management skills comes into play. When you set a goal to exercise, somehow you must understand that that doesn't mean 60 minutes, okay? I'm going to go out and do a 6-mile run. Okay, great. There's a goal. Arrangement. I'm going to do a 6-mile run. Arrangement. Awareness. How long does it actually take to run 6 miles? From the time that you change from your business clothes to your shorts, your t-shirt, and your shoes, to the time it takes you to get back inside, change out of those, take a shower, and get ready for the next activity. Not an hour. It's going to take you a little bit more than an hour. So a little bit more than 60 minutes. That's the awareness part of it. See, awareness is being aware that, okay, if I'm going to go out and run for an hour before I go to work, that doesn't mean that I go out the door and I hit the door at 5:30 so that I can be back at 6:30 and ready to hit my day. No, that means that I've probably got to get up about 5:15, have laid my clothes out the night before, so I've got some time the night before, get out the door, go run, get back in the door, and be able to put all my dirty clothes into the laundry, take a shower, and get dressed. See, it takes a little more than an hour. And that's what I'm talking about, the awareness time. For me, I get frustrated if I'm trying to fit an hour run into my daily schedule, and it takes longer than an hour. But once I become aware of it, I'm a little more skilled at making sure the awareness, the adaptation, and the arrangement are all fitting in there. I'm not sure if that makes sense. It may make a little more sense here in a second. For me, when I'm thinking about the awareness part of my time, it's preparing my food, my shoes, my hydration, my everything the night before, because it makes getting out the door a lot more effortless. Stretching after a run, showering, eating breakfast, those are all time that I schedule into it. So when I'm saying I'm going to go out and do an hour run before work, really what I'm putting into it, it's 2 hours, because I'm sliding 2 hours into that time. So when I say I'm going to run from 5:30 to 6:30, what I really mean is I'm going to be in this running activity from 5:15 to 7:15. And then after 7:15, I can create something else. See, that's the awareness part of getting better at time management. The arrangement part is organizing your life so that you're in control. Most people give up on their goals because their goals define them rather than refine them. There was an article written by this really good author that I know. He wrote, Running Goals Don't Define You, They Refine You. In fact, I believe there's a podcast about that on Living an Ultra Life. If you guys ever want to listen to a really good podcast, listen to Living an Ultra Life. Running Goals Don't Define You, They Refine You is an article that I wrote, and it was about so many people set goals and then they let them define them. Well, no, we're supposed to set goals so that they refine us. Time management is another one of the goals that we should be setting. Because if you're letting your plans control you rather than organizing life where goals help you improve on life, then your goals are defining you instead of refining you. Once you've audited time and how much time is required is known, planning the time to accomplish your health and fitness goals actually becomes way more manageable. Remember how I said, rather than thinking I'm going out running from 5:30 to 6:30 and that's the activity, but I control that activity by setting aside 5:15 to 7:15 so that I have time to get dressed. I have time to stretch at properly afterwards. I have time to take my shower and not have to rush through getting ready for my day. That's controlling your time. That's the whole arrangement part of the time management skills. Awareness, arrangement, and next we're going to go into adaptation. The most essential element of arrangement comes when you protect the time for that goal. Protecting and treating this time is how you actually find the time for health and fitness in your lifestyle. And when you get really good at protecting that time, that's when you're going to do the activity and it becomes enjoyable and effortless. Listen to that for a second. When you get good at arranging your time so that you're controlling it, you're going to enjoy it more and it'll be more effortless. That's what we all want. So finally, let's move into adaptation. So this is where you make health and fitness a normal part of your life. It's not this abnormality. Hey, hon, I'm going to go out for a run. She looks at you like, what the hell are you talking about? No, see, running should just be this normal thing. My wife does not wonder, oh, geez, I wonder if my husband's going out for a two-hour run today. No, it's just part of my life. It's just how I live now because we've adapted. See, health and fitness has become that natural, normal part of life. It's no longer, wow, can I find the time to do it? Poehler, which is a fitness watch, wrote a blog a couple of years ago. It's called 9 Ways to Make Time for Exercise with a Busy Schedule. It's a great tool. So if you can find it, just Google 9 Ways to Make Time for Exercise with a Busy Schedule. It's an excellent tool. If you want to make this your normal part of life, first you got to be aware of where your time is going. Well, how are you using your 24 hours? Where can you find the time to do this? Second, you've got to arrange it and protect it. Well, the adaptation creeps into the arrangement and awareness because this is how you pull off putting all three skills together. I wrote another article. I know I write a lot, but I wrote another article called Running to Reduce Your Carbon Footprint. Everybody's concerned about climate change. You know, you hear the politicians talking about it all the time. Oh, we got to do climate change. We got to spend billions and trillions of dollars so that we can, you know, have a better climate. Nah, how about we do this? How about we park our car once a week and run to work? Are you kidding me? No, just think about it. If every human took and parked their car one day a week and ran or rode a bike to work, do you know how much we'd reduce our carbon footprint? There's some studies that say that we would reduce our carbon footprint on this earth just one day a week, parking your car, by over 20%. Are you really seriously concerned about climate change, or are you just wanting the politicians to go spend billions and trillions of taxpayer money? Ooh, that might have hurt. Ignore that last part if you don't like it, but it's the truth. We can either wait for politicians to do something for us, or we can just go out and do it ourselves. Because if we go out and do it ourselves, it's a whole hell of a lot less painful. So let's just kind of wrap all this up real quick. Let's put all three of these together. To develop better time management, it's not just going to help your health and fitness, but it's going to focus this area of your life first so that you can live all other areas of your life better. Maybe not first. I have one thing that's a little bit higher than that I take care of. That's my first thing. Let's put all three together. Awareness, arrangement, adaptation. Awareness. Make sure that you understand you have 24 hours a day. What you do with your 24 hours a day is key. There's another podcast that we did on sleep. You want to be getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Subtract 9 from your 24 hours, you got 15 hours a day. Most of us work 8 hours a day, which means that we really work 9 hours a day. That means we got 6 hours. Most of our commute is probably going to take 2 hours. That means you got 4 hours. So you have 4 hours of free time a day. Now what you need to do is figure out what you're doing with that 4 hours. If you can fit an hour of your day or 2 hours of your day into health and fitness, I'm telling you, it's going to make your life more full. See, it's just being aware of what is the 24 hours. How do you arrange your 24 hours so you're getting the most? I go to bed earlier because really there's not that much on television that's worth actually watching. So I go to bed earlier so I can get up earlier so I can get out on the road and go running earlier. Then everything else just sort of falls in place. That's the arrangement part of it. See, you're figuring out how do you order your day so that you're in control of your life rather than somebody else. Adaptation is just making health and fitness or whatever you're going to put as a priority, you make it part of a normal day of life. It's not outside the norm. It's not outside the norm for Mike to go out running for 2 hours. It's not outside the norm for Mike to take and go out running for 5 to 10 hours on a Saturday because I fit it into my life. I make sure I still have time for my wife. I still give time to working on our marriage. I give time to my spiritual life. I give time to my educational life. You hear I read a lot, okay? So that's my educational life. I'm still learning. It's all just fitting something into your normal part of life so that it's not outside the norm, so that you keep on doing it. This is how you live a full life. I want you guys to live a full life. Learn better time management skills, and you're going to live an incredible full life that is going to fit everything you need to fit into it because you're in control, not somebody else. That's this week's edition of Living an Ultra Life. I hope you got something out of it. I hope I didn't confuse the snot out of you. If I did confuse the snot out of you, drop me a line at livinganultralife@gmail.com and tell me, Mike, you confuse me. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next